नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This is the final verse of this chapter, text 33, chapter 25, canto 10. Tata naraktai pashupai parishrito. Rajan svagoshtam sabalo vrajadhari Tata vidhanyasya kritani gopika Gayanta iyor mudita hridi sprishaha Tato naraktai pashupai parishrito Rajan svagoshtam sabalo vrajadharihi Tata vidhanyasya kritani gopika Gayantya iyor mudita hridi sprishaha Tato naraktai pashupai parishrito Rajan svagosham sabalo vrajad dharihi Tata vidhanyasya kritani gopika Gayantya ihor mudita hridi sprishaha Tato naraktai pashupai parishrito Rajan svagoshtam sabalo vrajadharihi Tata vidhanyasya kritani gopika Gayantya ihor mudita hridi sprishaha Tato naraktai pashupai parishrito Rajan svagoshtam sabalo vrajadharihi Tata vidhanyasya kritani gopika Gayantya iyor mudita hridi sprishaha Tato naraktai pashupai parishrito Rajan svagoshtam sabalo vrajadharihi Tata vidhanyasya kritani gopika Gayantya iyor mudita hridi sprishaha Parishrito Rajan svagoshtam sabalo vrajadharihi Gayantya ihor madhutahridi sprishaha tataha. Then, anuraktai, loving. Pashupai, by the cowherd boys. Parishrita, surrounded. Rajan, O king. Swagoshtam, to the place where he was tending his own cows. Sabalaha, together with Lord Balaram. Avrajat, went off. Harihi, Krishna. Tatavidhani, such as this lifting of Govardhan. Asya, of him. Kritani, the activities. Gopika, the cowherd girls. Gayantya, singing. Iyuhu, they went. Mudita, happily. Riddhi sprishaha, of him who touched them within their hearts. Translation. Surrounded by his loving cowherd boyfriends and Lord Balaram, Krishna then went off to the place where he had been tending his cows. The cowherd girls returned to their homes, singing joyfully about the lifting of Govardhan Hill and other glorious deeds performed by Lord Krishna, who had so deeply touched their hearts. Purport. Before returning to their homes, the gopis shared intimate association with their lover Sri Krishna by exchanging secret glances. Ordinarily, they could not publicly talk about Krishna since they were chaste young girls in a village, in a religious village. But now they took advantage of this wonderful exhibition by the Lord and freely sang of his beautiful qualities. It is natural that a young man wants to do something wonderful in the presence of beautiful young girls. The gopis were the most beautiful and pure-hearted young girls, and Sri Krishna performed the most wonderful activities in their presence. Thus, he entered deep within their tender hearts, enlivening their eternal devotion to him. And that's the end of the chapter, the end of the purports. Chapter 25. Now comes three commentaries, starting with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. While Krishna was lifting up Govardhan, Radha and the other gopis were glancing at him from afar, unnoticed by others. When they returned to their houses, they were singing with love. It should be understood that they had the ability to make songs about his activities at that moment. Riddhi sprisha gopyaha can mean the gopis who touched Krishna in their heart filled with prema, or who always meditated on Krishna, or it can mean gopis whom Krishna touched to his chest or in his mind. That is, they were very dear to Krishna. In other words, it describes Krishna's quality. Then Jiva Goswami, out of great joy, as if singing Shukadev, describes their entrance into Braja. Krishna was surrounded completely by the cowherds, since they were attracted to him. He who lifted Govardhan to protect Vraja came to his house. Instead of sa goshtam, sometimes sva goshtam is seen, he entered his own house, that of Nanda, within the village, goshtam. Out of bliss, everyone went to his house. He is called Hari because he took away the suffering of Vraja caused by Indra's pride and because he was most attractive in performing this pastime. All the gopis became joyful. They were able to skillfully compose songs at that moment. And Sanatana Goswami writes, Krishna's entrance into the village while the gopis sang is described. He was surrounded by the cowards because they by nature had great affection for him, anuraktai. Cowherds includes others, everyone living in Vraja, for he was the life of Vraja. And he makes reference to an earlier verse in this chapter, verse 22, Krishna is the life of all the residents of Vraja. It was described that the servants and priests also had entered the hole. O king, Shukadev calls for the attention of Parikshit, who was bewildered by great joy. There was a question yesterday. Bewilderment and joy. Krishna shone, surrounded by the others affectionately. Saha indicates he who held up Govardhan to protect Vraja, or he whose face was seen by the gopis for 7 days continuously, or he who is the Lord of your life, that's Parikshit. He was with Balaram, holding hands or exchanging affection. Out of fear of the rain, everyone had come close to Krishna, who was in the center in order to hold up Govardhan. Now, with them, he went back to Vraja. One version has sa goshtam and another has sva goshtam, giving up other residences at Govardhan. Krishna entered his residence at Nanda's palace. He was surrounded by the cowherds. They came with him with great joy. He had taken away Indra's pride and the suffering of the people, thus Hari, and attracted everyone with his pastimes. In the final paragraph, he gave even more happiness to the gopis. They were overjoyed by singing about the activities of Krishna who attracts everyone's heart. Hridi Sprishaha. After seeing his sweet pastime, or they were overjoyed by the nature of the singing. They were overjoyed by singing about activities which were indescribable. And that's the end of the chapter. Very fitting way to end the chapter. Besides, you know, the pastime is now over. At least the pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill, and now it's back in place and everyone's celebrating. The demigods and all the others in the upper regions celebrating of a big festival. And then mother, father, and Balaram doing what they did, and the cowherd boys doing what they did. Now Krishna's going back home to where he take care of his own cows, so that everybody's cows are under the hill of Govardhan, and now he's going back to his own cows. That's the language of the verse. And so the pastime comes to a close, and emphasis is given specifically in the commentary, naturally so, to the gopis, and in Prabhupada's purport as well. The picture that we're given about the gopis specifically is they were religious girls coming from religious families in a village setting, which means religion traditionally gets upheld more in villages than in cities, and even at that time. So village girls, religious. So they were circumspect about exhibiting their affection for Krishna. Not just one, but all of them. So they were cautious. So while Govardhan Hill, the picture we're being given is, while Govardhan Hill was being lifted, from a distance, they were glancing at Krishna, and Krishna was glancing at them, and Krishna's glancing resulted in Krishna entering their hearts. Krishna's glancing is like that. We hear in the first canto when Krishna was glancing at the rooftops, returning back to Dwarka. The ladies are on the rooftops because the social position of being a little shy, a little distant. But they were glancing at Krishna, and Krishna was glancing at them, and he entered them through their eyes into their heart, and in their hearts they were embracing him like that. Just his glance, like we sing every morning, Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. With his eyes, he can embrace them. And they felt embraced, and they were satisfied. That's the ladies in Dwarka. And now, even more intimate is the love of the gopis, and Krishna knows their love. And we hear again and again, Krishna is controlled by their love. By those who love, he's controlled. So he's independent, and he's controlled at the same time. So he's feeling great happiness, and his feeling great happiness results in their great happiness, and so forth. And then, in addition to the glances, we hear they, with their own eyes, they saw his pastimes. Uninterruptedly, they saw his form. They saw his smiles, they saw his glances, and their hearts were filled. And because of that, and because of the circumstance as they're going about their way after the Leela, they're singing, they're taking advantage of the circumstance, which everyone took part in, so it wasn't private, it was very public. They're singing and singing and singing. Spontaneous bhajans. Spontaneous. Because that's the platform, that's them. They're not trained in music, but they're moved by love, and they had that capacity. Krishna gave them that ability, and they were using that ability and offering that ability to Krishna. By that offering, Krishna was happy, and by Krishna being happy, they were happy. Doesn't say specifically if they were in that group going with Krishna back to his home, although the indication of cow herds indicates everybody. So perhaps they were with Krishna going with the whole group heading back for Nanda's palace. Or they went their own separate way, whatever it was. They were now, their shyness was not covering their feelings, and finding happiness in that unrestricted exhibition of their love for him, the singing and expression of love for him, made their hearts even more joyful. Now, in a worldly sense, this, what's described here is, it's natural for a young boy in the presence of young girls to do something wonderful, so that the young girls go, "Whoa, he did something wonderful. Isn't he wonderful?" So that's nature. And where does that nature come from? So Krishna was wanting to do like that, and so he did like that for many reasons, obviously, but one of those is the girls go, "Wow, how wonderful." But it's not the egoistic behavior of a young man or the lusty, self-centered response of the young girl. It's entirely on the transcendental platform. So those that don't have purified consciousness see Krishna's pastimes very differently than those that have purified consciousness. And we're somewhere in between. We're not in purified consciousness yet, but we're hearing sound vibration that's from such a purified soul as Shukadeva Goswami. And Shukadeva Goswami, as we're hearing from the previous commentary, he's really enlivened. And he knows that Maharishi Parikshit hearing is really enlivened, transcendentally enlivened. And so it's like, it just, the narration itself is a celebration, a festival. That's the nature of Krishna consciousness. Now, tribulation, and that's an ecstasy. Celebration, that's an ecstasy. Varieties of ecstasy. Indra, feeling relieved of pride. No, having pride is painful. Being relieved of pride is sometimes painful, or at least from immaterial consciousness. But he's a special devotee. Although he had pride, he was delighted to have that pride relieved. So we should be so fortunate, because pride is very, very detrimental, very dark. Although it may feel other than dark, it's very dark. It covers one's perception of reality through that cloud of pride, covers one's consciousness through pride. So he removed their pride, he removed the suffering, the Brijvasis. He delighted their hearts, he filled Indra's heart once again. So upcoming is, we'll hear Indra's words of gratitude and appreciation for Krishna and what he did. Although apparently in a fearful position, expecting he's going to get a big time reaction because he did a big time bad thing. Brahma kidnapped. Indra tried to kill. Far more serious. But Krishna checked them both effortlessly into wonderful pastimes. Looks like we're going to change the evening topic from something else to something else. So the evening topic I'm contemplating is Brahma's prayers, which means, you know, the Leela leading up to his prayers, and then his prayers to Krishna. Chapters 13, 14, Canto 10. And included in that section is Brahma's special appreciation for the residents of Vrindavan. And there's some very interesting ways that he expresses that appreciation for the residents of Vrindavan. He holds them in the greatest of regard, after the pastime especially, because before the pastime he became bewildered, and not out of joy, he became bewildered by Krishna's deluding potency. But that got cleared by Krishna's mercy. Okay, so we'll stop there and see if there's some discussion on this topic, or the whole pastime. Do you have something? How come you two are sitting so close to one another? I think you should. Is the sunshine? That's Dora's social distancing. Thank you.
Maharaj, yesterday we were talking, the class ended with the mantra upasana part.
Yesterday discussion.
Okay. Yeah. So I was thinking about it, how by being very attentive on sound vibration, one can actually experience or enter into the pastimes of the Lord.
Beautiful.
So
there's form within sound.
Yeah.
That's another way of saying the same thing.
So, like today, you are hearing in this verse that the Vrajavasis are experiencing so much of joy and so much of bliss, participating in the pastimes of the Lord. So, is it possible that by chanting the Maha Mantra, one day we can actually reach that, or experience the bliss the Vrajavasis are experiencing?
Yeah. One day.
Yeah. One but day. It I don't know. It just feels
that's okay, but
so
the answer
hard.
Is yes. It's not exaggeration. It's not, you know, a trick. It's a fact. You know, we have a long way to go, but it's a fact. The potency is there. Yes? That this scripture teaches Nija Sarvasha, Mahaprabhu's teaching, and within each and every name all of Krishna's potencies, because Krishna is there. Krishna is there with all of his potencies. That's everything. Just within the name, and within its name is the pastimes. Right? Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. Just from the name. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. Within the name. Keep going. How long will it take? As long as it takes, that's how long it will take. Next.
We were reading third canto of Bhagavatam. There is this narration of Swayambhuva Manu. He lives for like 4,320,000 years into 71, and he's engaging all of those years in the service of Krishna. That's the description in the purport. Like, he's remembering the Lord, he's serving the Lord, he's doing, like, it just feels like in Kali Yuga the lifespan is so short that the hope seems very little.
Well, is Krishna limited or unlimited? You're limited. Is Krishna limited or unlimited?
Unlimited.
Okay. The distance is far. He's very far away and very near as well. Reach out. You have something? No. I'm surprised. Okay. Okay.
This question is from Girish Prabhu. Did Krishna himself or Vasudev Krishna lifted Govardhana?
Was it Krishna or Vasudev Krishna that lifted Govardhana? That's the question?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
It's easy. It's not Vasudev Krishna, it's Krishna. Braja Kishore Krishna. He went to Vrindavan and he lifted Govardhan Hill, and then he went back to Mathura where Vasudev Krishna was manifesting his pastimes there. Anything else? Krishna, you usually have something. You got something? No? Yes, okay.
I was thinking, where is the shyness is coming?
Where is what coming?
Shyness for the gopis. So...
What's the word?
Shy.
Shyness.
Yes.
From where does shyness come?
Because if you intensely love Krishna, so how will you justify, where is the position of shyness?
Where is the position of shyness? It's cultural. Persons who are Krishna conscious don't trash culture. Persons that are Krishna conscious uphold culture. They're the emblem of culture. Now, let's speak, another way of saying the same thing is, supposing somebody's on the platform of spontaneous devotional service. They follow the regulations unless the regulation impedes their spontaneous devotion to Krishna, and then if they don't observe the regulation, there's no fault. You know that from Rupa Goswami's. So they observe. And sometimes there's this eruption, and they don't observe, and there's no fault because it's an eruption of their spontaneous love, and then it comes back to following regulation. They're dharmic, although they're spontaneous. They don't trash Dharma. They're the emblem of Dharma. More so than people that are just dharmic, because they don't know the purpose behind the Dharma. Or they're not there yet, at least. Is that all right? Yeah.
Again, if you consider about to discussion of Ramananda Rai with Mahaprabhu, and that Ramananda Rai is describing how Radharani is endowed with shyness, then are the final topic. So when that means same time also Radharani is getting,
that means what?
Same time Radharani is exhibiting different type of
that's okay.
Know.
She's entitled.
and
you know, Ramananda Roy said, I'm speaking things I never understood or never spoke before. I'm a puppet, you're making me speak. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealing truths about Radharani through him that normally we don't know. Now, he knew scripture, so it was on this, you might say, beyond scripture platform, or beyond, you know, the fruit of scripture that's not normally found within scripture was on this much, 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 much higher level, spoken through Ramananda Roy by Lord Chaitanya, revealing truths that we normally don't hear or understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Okay. Anything? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.